He wants to enter your heart today. He's drawn you here. He keeps drawing you here every Saturday. And there's some of you who just have not given in yet. But I pray today will be the day. Now let's all just take a moment and pray right now. Dear Jesus, wonderful, merciful Savior Jesus, Lord, I thank you for saving my soul. I pray in Jesus' name that there's someone here today that's open and ready to receive you as their personal Lord and Savior. And God, I pray for the word being given. I pray that Tommy will speak loud and clear, bold and strong. Anoint him, Lord, with the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, fill him to the fullest that he can relay the message that we need to hear. Lord, we'll give you all the glory in advance. I thank you, and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen up. This is Tommy's first time down here.
I want to say one word real quick before Tommy gives a message. Sunday is a Sanctity of Life Sunday. And what that means is in 1973, on January 22nd or 23rd, abortion was made legal in this country. Up to that point, it was not. We have a little display here about abortion and life, and a lot of people don't like to talk about it. But there's an interesting little comment over here. There's laws written in our country that when they slaughter animals for food, that it's right over here. There's a law that it's not supposed to be painful for the animals. So they kill the animals immediately, and we get our beef and our pork and whatever else. But when they abort a baby, that baby feels that pain because it's a slow death. They pull it apart inside the mother's womb, or they burn it out with saline. Let's just think about that. You know, the Lord judged Israel a long time ago because of the shedding of innocent blood. In fact, he would not listen to their prayers anymore. We've killed 50 million since 1973. That's hard to believe. It's a staggering number. The statistic alone for just, it says here for Ohio, we killed 28,000 last year. And when you hear people say, well, it's a person's choice. You know what? The Bible says that God knit us together, each one of us, in our mother's womb before we even came out of the womb. He has a plan and a purpose for every one of us. And those 50 million, maybe one of those people could have been who knows what. Next Billy Graham or whatever. God's got a purpose for every one of us, and thank God that our parents didn't do that to us because we're here today. But I didn't want to cut into Tommy's message, but it's something that's important for this time. And there's... Okay, yeah. Pregnancy Solutions is on Manchester Road. Is that where it is? And they offer actually free ultrasound to women who are pregnant. And there's some other literature up there for you too. But what's interesting is they offer these ultrasounds, and women who are pregnant could see that it's just not a blob. It's actually a human being. And some of those pictures show their little feet and their little hands. And they're infinitely and wonderfully made by our Creator, each one of us. So just keep that in mind. And when people say all these things, they're going to do all these things. If they're not for life, they're for death. And that's something you have to think about. And the devil says he has one purpose. Jesus said this. He said the devil comes to kill. He's killing, stealing, and destroying. But Jesus said, I have come that you may have life, and life more abundantly. So with that, I'll just hand this over. Thanks,
Tom. Praise the Lord. Hey, amen. I'm Tommy Bunner. Some of you guys might know me. I'm down at Milk and Honey. We do go over there on Sundays every once in a while, but I don't know about you this morning, but I'm a blessed man. If you have your Bibles, if you don't have your Bible, just follow along with me. I'm going to talk about blind Bartimaeus this morning. You know, he had a problem. Blind Bartimaeus had a problem. You say, well, what was his problem? He was blind. He couldn't see where he wanted to go. He had to have people lead him around and different things of that nature. And when I talk about this, a lot of people say, well, I'm not blind, but are you blind? Are you blind this morning? In Mark chapter 10, starting in verse 46, it says this, and they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho, and at Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the high wayside begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came up to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in a way. Let us pray. Father, we do thank you. We do praise you in this place this morning. Father, I would ask in Jesus' name that your power will consume this place, Lord God. And Father, that you would move in hearts and minds. Father, I pray for every person that may be bound by addiction or whatever they're facing. Father, today that they be loosed and set free through the power of the cross. Father, we thank you. And Lord God, we praise you. Now guide my lips, guide my heart. Oh God, speak through me this morning. And Lord, let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Here as we study the Word of God, we find out that here blind Bartimaeus, let me know if this is too loud. I don't use these often, but blind Bartimaeus was sitting by the roadside begging. Here he didn't have no sight. And here he heard, I want you to catch that, he heard that Jesus was coming down the road. I want to tell you something this morning. There's a lot of people that have heard about Jesus. Amen. But they don't know nothing about Jesus. But I want to tell you something this morning. Today could be the day where you find out who Jesus is. You know, Jesus wants to do some things in your life. I looked up the word blind. I like doing that to find out exactly what that means. But blind means destitute of sight, unaware of, concealed, to deprive sight, or to deceive. I want you to catch that, to deceive. You know, we're facing an enemy here this morning. I don't care who you are. You might be man, woman, child, old or young. You're facing an enemy, the devil. Amen. He'll like to kill me and he'll like to kill you. But I'm here to tell you, hey man, he's a deceiver. He's a liar. The Bible says he's the father of lies. He don't love you. He might tell you that he loves you. He might tell you, hey, if you take a little bit of drugs today, it might make you feel better because it's good for you. But the devil's a deceiver. He's lying to you. He might tell you, amen, that you can go out and rob and steal and everything's going to be okay. But I'm here to tell you the devil's a liar. He's deceiving you. He's blinding you with the fact, amen, that there's a God named Jesus that can deliver you and set you free if you just trust him. Amen. The Bible says in John 10:10, the brother just quoted it. It says, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and destroy. You know what sin is? Sin is a selfish act. It's selfish. Amen. A person sins and steals and lies and cheats. Why? For one reason. Because they want to take care of themselves. Amen. They steal something because they want it. They lie because they don't want to get caught. Amen. They do whatever they can because it's selfish. But I'm here to tell you something. There was a man named Jesus that wasn't selfish. Oh, do you hear me this morning? Amen. He loves you and he loves me and he died for us that we might have life and life more abundantly. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that he came. Amen. And knew no sin, became sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. The Bible also says that when we are yet sinners, he died for us. That's how much Jesus loves us this morning. He loves us so much, amen, that when he wasn't guilty, he became guilty, amen, because so we can be set free. I don't know about you this morning, but that makes me happy. All my sins, all my faults, all my failures, everything I did or will ever do, Jesus Christ paid it all on Calvary so I could be free. Amen. Amen. What's got you blinded this morning? What's got you blinded? You say, well, Brother Tom, I don't know. Tell me. Amen. Does unbelief have you blinded? Amen. You know, the disciples had the same problem. The Bible says that they had to look at Jesus and say, hey, help our unbelief. Amen. Because they wanted to understand. Unbelief had them blinded. What else can have you blinded? The world can have you blinded. You know, this world, amen, the system that we're living in, they don't care about those babies. Amen. Because they make money off of those babies being killed. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. Amen. They've got their own plan, their own thing going on. They're worried about money. I'm here to tell you, I'm not worried about money. I'm worried about Jesus and seeing souls saved and seeing lives changed through the power of God. Amen this morning. Glory to God. What's got you blinded? Amen. They're your friends. You know, another part of the scripture in another book says that this blind man had a buddy with him. There's two blind men. Amen. But thank God they got their act together and they both decided to get healed. But how many of you guys have ever had a buddy? You want to get something going on and all they're doing is talking to you, a bunch of doubt, a bunch of unbelief. Amen. And you hold back because you don't want your friends to look at you different. Amen. Now, let me tell you something. There's a lot of people, even under the sound of my voice, that hasn't came to Jesus because you're worried about what your friend's going to say. I'm here to tell you something. On the day of judgment, your friend ain't going to be there. It's just going to be you and Jesus. I'm here to tell you something this morning. Don't worry about your buddies. It's a time sometimes to worry about yourself. Am I all right with God? Is my life okay with Jesus? Has Jesus changed my life? Don't let your friends blind you from coming to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Friends, what else? Your past. You know how many people, amen, will stay where they're at because of their past? That's truth. They stay where they're at. Oh, I did this when I was younger, so I'm always going to do this. Oh, I got caught stealing when I was younger, so that makes me a crook. I'm always going to steal. Amen. Glory to God. If I thought that way, let me tell you something. I'd be so wrapped up in pornography and everything else in this world. Jesus Christ can change your past and give you a bright new future if you give your life to Him this morning. I don't care what you did yesterday. I'm talking about living for Jesus today, having Him change your life, making you a new creature. Amen. And going forward from this moment on, you can have a new life. You say, oh, I can't have a new life. You don't know what I've done. I don't care what you've done. I know what Jesus done. Amen. It ain't about you. It's about Him. Giving your life to Christ. Living your life through Him and for Him. And He'll change you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Your past. All these things. Let me tell you something. All these things the devil will tell you you can't do. But God is telling you this morning you can do them. The devil will tell you you always got to be sick. But God will tell you you can be healed. The devil will tell you you always be broke. But the Bible says, Jesus said He'll meet all our need according to His riches. That being glory. Don't let the devil tell you what God can't do. You tell the devil what God can do. Let me tell you something. You tell that old sloop foot Satan, hey, you're nothing but a liar and the father of it. I know one named Jesus that can wash a man's sins away and give him life and life more abundantly. Amen. I don't know about you, but that makes me happy this morning. It makes me happy that I know that Jesus paid the price for me and He paid the price for you. Amen. You got to have a vision. You got to have a vision. You say, well, Brother Tommy, what are you talking about, a vision? The Bible says here, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish. You know the reason why a lot of people perish? Because they don't see themselves coming out of the state they're in. They don't see themselves having any change in their life. You don't see yourself getting into a home. You don't see yourself getting off the streets. You don't see yourself, amen, having a wife or having a husband and having children. You don't see yourself being reconciled back with your family. You don't see yourself, so you don't have no vision, and you stay right where you're at because you don't have a vision. But the Bible says, amen, where there is no vision, the people perish. You got to position yourself to get what you want from God. Blind Bartimaeus had to make his mind up on that road of Jericho. Jesus Christ is coming my way. I don't care if these brothers and sisters are telling me to be quiet. The more they're telling me to be quiet, I'm crying out, Jesus, thou Son of David. The more they tell me to hush up, I'm still going to cry out. Why? Because I know today's my day. I'm not going to be blind anymore. Today's my day. I'm not going to be broken anymore. Today's my day. I'm not going to be bound anymore. Today's my day. I'm not going to be addicted anymore. Today is my day. Why? Because the Bible says today is the day of salvation. I'm here to tell you here this morning that Jesus Christ can set you free today. Not all, glory to God. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can be set free today.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You guys might have to excuse me. You say, why is that? I know what I used to be, but I know what Jesus made out of me. I know I used to be broken and disgusted, addicted to drugs and alcohol, watching every pornography movie that came on the television. But thank God, on the February 1999, I met a man named Jesus that turned my life around. Woo! Glory to God. Jesus can change your life. He can change your life. You say, oh no, that's a fairy tale. Oh no, it ain't a fairy tale. It's the real. It's the truth. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. You need to see yourself in a better place. See yourself in a better place. Amen. I like getting people to participate. How many of you guys would like to be in a better place? Be honest. Be honest. You want to be in a better place? How many of you guys would like to have a full-time job? Be honest. Amen. How many of you guys, your woman in here, how many of you guys would like to be united back with your children? Be honest. Amen. I know it's a time where people are hurting, but don't let the world tell you it can't happen. Like I said, you tell the devil, hey, I'm not worried about what you say. I know what Jesus said he will do. And if Jesus said he'll do it, I'm going to tell you this morning, he will do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God this morning. Amen. The devil's a liar. We got to have faith in God. You know God's got a plan for you. You say, me? Me? God's got a plan for me? Yeah, God's got a plan for you. You say, well, man, you don't know my life. It don't look like a plan to me. It looks like a life of disaster. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, says this, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace. Whoa. How many of you guys need some peace this morning? How many of you guys feel like your boat's just rocking and shaking like it's about ready to tip over and you need Jesus to come walking in the midst of the storm and say, peace, be still. How many of you guys need the peace I'm talking about this morning? Oh, glory to God. Amen. When it looks like there's no hope, but here comes the Lord of hope walking in the midst of your storm. Say, peace, be still. I'm here to tell you, God will bring peace to your life. Hallelujah. He says he's got thoughts of peace. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. You guys know what I'm talking about, not of evil. You ever felt that way? It seems like, man, everything comes against me. It seems like no matter where I go, it's nothing but a bunch of problems and struggles and dismay. That's nothing but the enemy trying to destroy your life. Amen. But the Bible says to give you a future. How many of you guys want a future this morning? How many of you guys want a future and hope? Amen. He said, I got peace for you. I got a future for you. I got hope for you. I got a way out for you. And Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one coming to the Father but by me. Jesus is my way. Jesus is my hope. Jesus is my life. In him, I got the abundance of life, and I don't need the things of the world. Oh, glory to God. You say, oh, this Jesus isn't real. Oh, Brother Steve, I'm about to say something. Oh, this Jesus isn't real. He isn't real. Then why are these people got clothes stacked up over here for you if Jesus isn't real? Why do they got food back here for you if Jesus isn't real? You say, oh, that's just the kindness of their heart. No, let me tell you something. That's the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost dealing with them to bless you. Whoa! Glory to God. Jesus has got a plan. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. You say, well, Brother Tom, how can I be set free? No, here's the answer. You got to accept it. You got to accept it. That's the key. I can tell you all day long for the rest of your life that Jesus loves you. But if you don't accept it, it's just me talking to you. Hear me this morning. I can tell you all day long that he's got a future and a hope for you. But if you don't accept it, I'm just telling you words. Oh, some of you guys are even in here this morning saying, man, Brother Steve, you got one crazy man in here this morning. Right? But oh, glory to God. You can call me what you want, but I'm crazy for Jesus. Why? because I know it ain't just idle words, but it's a word of the power of the Holy Ghost that can deal with your heart, that can stir up inside of you. You can wake up on the street corner with nothing on your body and raise up out of bed and say, hey, I'm alive and well because Jesus Christ is dwelling in my soul. Why? Because when Jesus is on the inside, nothing on the outside matters. Why? Because you know you got life and you got a home in glory waiting on you. Oh, glory to God, church. It's time to get excited about what God has got planned for your life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus. Oh, I'm going to hurry up so we can close here. But blind Bartimaeus, the Bible says, when they came up to him and said, hey, be of good comfort, he calleth thee. Guess what? Blind Bartimaeus rose up and he did something. When he rose up, he took his beggar garments off. You say, what in the world does that mean? He knew when he was going to Jesus, his low life was going to be changed. He wouldn't need that old garbage anymore, what he used to be. Oh, glory to God. You hear me this morning, church? When you come to on your way to Jesus, you get the attitude in your mind, hey, I'm getting changed this morning. I'm not going back to the filthy rags I used to be. I'm giving my life to Jesus, and he's changing me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, church. Amen. The only way you can be changed is by accepting him. The Bible says that only the anointing of God, only the anointing of God can destroy the yokes of bondage. You say, what's that mean to me? I don't have a problem with AA. Thank God for him. I don't have a problem with counseling. Thank God for him. But glory to God, I know for a fact the only way you can be changed is through the power of the cross of Calvary. You hear me? A man once said this before I close. He said, you know, we can take and we can stop all the abortion in the United States of America. We can go and we can take every gun that people have all over the United States where nobody can kill anybody. We can go, we can take all the drugs from over the hills and off the streets, take away all the drugs, take everything that people are addicted to out of the United States. We can go and we can hang the biggest flag over our cities. We can go and decorate it, paint it all up where it looks real pretty. But people will not change until their hearts are changed. Men will find a way to sin because the heart has to be changed. You can go to every meeting in the world. It might help you. But unless your heart's changed, you will never change. Oh, do you hear me this morning? But you say, Brother Tom, you got the answer. Yes, Jesus Christ is in the heart-changing business. Amen. He's got a new heart. A heart that is pure. A heart that is holy for you. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says that if we know the truth, you know, after this morning, you're accountable. You say, I'm accountable? Yeah, you're accountable. Because on that day of judgment, Jesus is going to look at you and say, hey, on January 21st, 2012, wasn't there a man that told you that your life could be different? Wasn't there a man that told you that if you gave your life to me, I could change it? What are you going to say on that day? Well, hear me this morning. The Bible says what the Son sets free is free indeed. It's free indeed. Have you ever seen a dog on a leash? Have you? A real long leash. Now listen, think for a minute. When they're up by their doghouse, man, they feel free indeed. They're like, man, I'm free. Yeah, I got room to run. But you let them dogs go to chase something for about 10 feet till that chain runs out. And guess what happens to that dog? It almost rips its neck off. Right? See, that's what bondage does. You might feel like you're free. You might say, oh, I feel good at the moment. But you're on that leash. You might run around that doghouse feeling all nice and good. But as soon as you go to spread your wings and fly out and do something different about your life, the chain will snap and you'll be stuck right there. But only Jesus can loose you from that bondage. Only Jesus can set you free. Oh, this morning as they get ready to sing, if you don't know who I'm talking about, if you have an addiction in your life, I don't care if it's drugs. I don't care if it's alcohol. I don't care if it's sexual pornography, homosexuality. I don't care what it is. Jesus can set you free. There ain't one sin that Jesus left off the cross. He took it all, church. He took it all, every bit of it. You say, oh, I'm too bad. No, you're not too bad. Jesus is too good for you to be too bad. Oh, do you hear me this morning? I said, He's too good for you to be too bad. He took everything. Everything. So this morning, if you don't know Him, I want you to ask Him into your heart this morning. With all your heads bowed this morning. All your heads bowed, eyes closed. I want you to say, crazy preacher, I'm that man you're talking about this morning. I need Jesus in my life. Just raise your hand. Just raise your hand. Amen. You can put them down. Say, Brother Tom, I'm struggling. I'm struggling with some addiction, some bad stuff. Some bad stuff. I've tried to quit. I've tried to get out of it, but I can't. Just raise your hand. Oh, Jesus. Are you ready to accept Him? Are you ready for deliverance this morning? Are you ready for deliverance? Amen. Let's all pray. Repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I accept what You did on that cross. I thank You for shedding Your blood for me. I want You to come into my heart this morning. Give me a new life. Change my direction, Lord. And Father, I put my trust in You. In the name of Jesus, I receive this morning. I'm going to live for Him and surrender my all to You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you pray that, believe it. If you stand on it. If you stand on it. See, you can say it all day long, but unless your heart's changed, if you believe it this morning, and you trust that God this morning will change you, and you act on that change, you'll be saved. I believe that this morning. God bless you.